Two senior figures in the Kinahan organised crime group, 57-year-old Thomas Kavanagh and 43-year-old Liam Byrne, have been sentenced to 6 years and 5 years, respectively, in prison in England for their part in a plan to stockpile guns and ammunition in a field in Newry and then tip off the National Crimes Agency in Britain in the hope that by helping, that Kavanagh would get a lighter sentence in a separate drugs case. A third man, 38-year-old Sean Kent from Liverpool, was also sentenced. Michael O'Sullivan is with us. He's a former Assistant Garda Commissioner and also a former Chief of the Garda National Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau. Michael O'Sullivan, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today.
Good morning.
Your reaction to the sentencing yesterday?
Well, I think it shows the reach of the Kinahans, and it shows what they can do. Even when you see Thomas Bomer Kavanagh, who's in prison in a different country, serving a large sentence, that he has the wherewithal, the deviousness, and the power to manage to coordinate the movement of firearms on the island of Ireland, and to move them into an area and try and deflect one, the ownership, and two, tries to concoct a story in an effort to minimise a sentence that he'll get, to show that he's cooperating. It just shows the mindset, but equally it shows the capabilities and the logistics they have. When you see the firearms, 7 machine guns, an assault rifle, 3 handguns, that's a huge, huge quantity of firearms that just at will, on a phone call, it can be moved from A to B. It shows the power they have, and it shows how they can operate from a prison cell. You know, it's sort of frightening.
Their plan, their plot, to stockpile those weapons, to move them, and then tip off the National Crimes Agency and hope that by cooperating that Kavanagh would get a lighter sentence. It didn't work in the end. What did you make of their plot?
It shows how devious they are. And it would have worked. It would have worked except for the French broke the EncroChat phones, and they realised then, when they saw their text message to each other, that they were more or less double crossing the National Crime Agency, giving the impression, Kavanagh was trying to give the impression that he was becoming an informant, he was becoming helpful, and so that if he recovered all these firearms, he was going to claim that they probably came from a paramilitary organisation. And the judge would be told he was very cooperative, and it would minimise the sentence. It shows the lengths these guys can go to. You know, it's just, you know, if you saw it in the movie, you wouldn't believe it.
In your view, what impact would these sentences have on the Kinahan gang?
Well, for the moment, it'll have a huge influence on the UK branch of the Kinahan OCG. To lock up Kavanagh, Kavanagh's not just the man in the UK, but he's a relative, and that blood is thicker than water among these guys. And putting him out of the equation certainly puts him at arm's length, and he can still control operations through phones, etc. But it's a serious, serious blow, and it puts the Kinahans on the map as well for the 7th or 8th time in the UK to show how serious they are. The other sentence is also putting the two other guys out of circulation. Anything that puts members of the Kinahan OCG out of circulation is good for society. It's good to disrupt and dismantle organised crime groups and makes the streets safer.
Liam Byrne will be out of jail in just over a year, maybe less. Yeah. And he says he wants to lead a normal life when he's out. What do you think?
I believe it when I see it. I don't believe it for a second. You know, but that's the way it works. You know, people will say these things, but let's wait and see.
Is it a short sentence in your view?
Yeah, I think it's quite a short sentence. I'm quite surprised for the amount of firearms involved. It is a little surprising. But then, judges have their own opinion, and they look at all of the evidence, and that's the way it is in the UK.
But were they given all the evidence? They weren't given a full background, for example, the Criminal Assets Bureau's investigation into Liam Byrne.
Well, I wasn't present when the evidence of the background was given, but the prosecution have the wherewithal to obtain all the evidence and to present it to the courts. And then it's up to the courts to make their judgment, and up to the judge to decide what's best. And, you know, it's a bit like doctors differ and patients die. You cannot get in the mind of the judiciary And some of them make good decisions and some of them don't. But just the way it goes.
Michael O'Sullivan, thank you for speaking to us. Michael O'Sullivan's a former Assistant Garda Commissioner and former Chief of the Garda National Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau.